These are the videos that really, really don't like. So we've got this epidemic of people under 50 who are getting cancer, right? And your government tells you that electromagnetic radiation doesn't cause cancer. Cancer research, all of the regulatory bodies, unfortunately, that's totally anti-science, because the science says, and all the latest science, and what they specifically rely on is pre-2011 data. It's quite interesting, isn't it? So here we are in 2023, but your government agencies rely on pre-2011 data. They rely on discredited papers, etc., to lie to you about them telling you that those masks have just stuck on the top of your streetlights, that radar they've just stuck in your ULEZ zone, and the 5G network doesn't cause cancer. Okay, now let's just show you some interesting data. This is the rate of people dying from tumours who are close to masts. But we're not supposed to show people things like this, because you might get the idea that those masts cause cancer. Well, you can see that they do there. All the latest science, the NTP study, Ramzini study, the biggest, the most expensive, in-depth studies have all shown that this type of radiation causes cancer. But your governments will tell you that it doesn't. It's because they are pathological liars, because there's a bigger picture here, which unfortunately I'm going to have to explain to people. Now, the radar, right, the radar that they're sticking up for your ULEZ, right, this is it here. Now, this is a, this was an industry, right, this was an industry, defence industry study where young soldiers in Israel and Denmark were getting cancers from being exposed to radar. So what they're saying here is it should be reclassified as an IERC Group 1. We've been saying that for years, by the way. There's lots of people being saying that. However, once again, we're just basically being lied to. Obviously, they're trying to push you in the EVs into these electric vehicles, which not only cause sterilization, but also give you cancer. And if you see some of the radiation levels that are exposed to, these varying magnetic fields are extremely toxic. Okay, so that's where we're going with that. And like I said, they're basically just throwing the, it's a bit like blue asbestos. They've basically thrown all the standards and all of the actual evidence, the epidemiological evidence of this radiation impact and sickness that it causes. Okay, but as you'll see, who's driving it? Obviously, the World Economic Forum, who are planning your extermination. You see, if our blanket coverage, these 4G LTE, right, which are pretty, basically 5G light. 4G LTE was part of the protocol. It's a more powerful mast than what you had in the 4G network, significantly more powerful. So you see this temperature increase in and around in close proximity to the masts. Obviously, once you bring the 5G mast in, you increase the temperature, you increase the toxicity level of the radiation. So you see, nobody's safe in this area. And that's what I'm saying. You see that blanket coverage, and it's blanket coverage. The cities, the towns, the villages, your farms, they want this radiation all over. You see, because you might want to fancy having an autonomous tractor or an autonomous car. You see, this is the excuse for this. You see, it's basically just a cover so they can radiate you to death. That's what's happening here, you see. So everybody's getting cancer, they're getting sick and they're dying. And we've got a large number of people dying now at the moment, and nobody's mentioning it. But the bit I wanted to get to was this. Obviously, there was an experimental shot that they give everybody. And we know that some of the contaminants increase the radiation impact. So think about it. You've got people in cities. Let's have a look at the map here. All right, so you've got people in cities. There was 246 doses per 100 people. So you can see about, I would say, 2.5 to 3.5 people, probably 4, due to there's quite a few people didn't get it there. 15 million in the UK didn't get it. So you've got 226 per 100 people. You've got 246 per 100 people. So Australia probably got hammered, didn't it? Yeah. Isle of Man, 222 doses, 182, so the Americans a little bit brighter. So where's the more intelligence people? The more intelligent people who knew it was a scam from the get-go. Well, you just have to look at Africa. You've got Afghanistan. Well, yeah, they're not going to trust. They're not going to trust. I mean, the thing is, getting those injections, 35.9 doses per 100 people, who was it who got them? You know what I mean? I mean, who was it who got them? What about this place? Yeah, Papua New Guinea, 7.6. They definitely don't trust our governments. Yeah. The Russians don't really trust them. 121 there. Isn't it interesting? Ukraine, 76. Interesting, you see. And then we've got 87 here. Drop away. Iraq, only 47. Saudi Arabia. Yeah, so it's quite interesting. Now, remember the radiation footprint, right? This radiation footprint affects those contaminants. So they're going to get even sicker. Because the whole point of 5G is to track and to trace. Like I said to people, you know, neodymium magnets. Always suggest people, get yourself a neodymium magnet. Check your friends and family. Because unfortunately, if they've got that stable antenna in a deloid, the thing that Matt Hancock spoke about, well, unfortunately, I plan extermination, and if you don't get rid of this 5G network, this target acquisition weapon system, as it always was, you'll die. Simple. They're planning mass murder. They're planning billions to die. See, if you look at the data, the WEF are planning mass murder. How did they achieve that? You see, if you look at that plan, no private wealth, no private industry by 2030. So they're trapping you in the cityscapes so they can create this in your smart city. So you, if you've been vaccinated, will be exterminated. Simple, not complicated. I try and make these things complicated, I try and make them easy. I mean, who's behind it? Your local authorities have been weaponized against you. Your government's been weaponized against you. It might just be their ignorance. See, I was watching a video the other day and this guy talking about there's no nefarious plan, but you see there is. Of course there's a nefarious plan. It's a nefarious plan to murder you, and they're all murdering you now. Right? The problem is you've got people there, ignorance. They just think that we're conspiracy theorists. They've listened to the CIA, who coined the phrase conspiracy theorist, and they believe it. Consequently, they'll die. Not only they'll die, the other people, their ignorance will kill an awful lot of people, and already killing them en masse. So unfortunately, we're not going to be governed by terrorists, domestic terrorists who terrify the population, fabricated evidence, made up the narrative so that they could inject people with this, inject people across the world, right, with nanoparticulates that will increase that radiation toxicity. That's it. Keep it nice and simple. They get you in that city, you'll die.